Just as the sufferings of Christ are plentiful in us, so too is our comfort abundant through Christ. In order not to discourage the disciples with an amplified description of his sufferings, he articulates that the comfort too is vast and significant, lifting their spirits not just through this message, but also by reminding them of Christ by referring to the sufferings as his. Additionally, he finds comfort in the sufferings themselves, prior to any consolation. For what greater happiness can there be than to share in the experiences with Christ and endure these adversities for his sake? Is there any comfort that can match this? However, he does not solely uplift the spirits of those in distress from this perspective alone, but from another as well. You might ask what this other perspective is. It lies in his choice of the word abundant, as he does not merely say, as the sufferings of Christ are in us, but as they abound, thus conveying they not only endure his sufferings, but even more. Yes, he says, not everything he suffered have we suffered, but even more. After all, consider this. Christ was expelled, persecuted, whipped, died, but we, he says, have suffered more than all of this. Nonetheless, even such a situation would bring enough consolation. Let no one condemn his bold words, for he elsewhere expresses, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings and fulfill my part in what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh. Yet neither here nor there does this come from audacity or arrogance. Just as they performed greater miracles than he, according to his words, whoever believes in me will perform greater works than these. All thanks to him who works in them, so too did they suffer more than he yet again, all because of him who comforts them and prepares them to bear their misfortunes."